A charity to help injured rugby players is defending the game's safety record following the death of a senior club player. Father of three, Corey Heather, suffered a severe brain injury during an under 85 kilogram club game at Beachlands on Saturday afternoon. The New Zealand Rugby Foundation is coordinating support alongside the county's Manukau Union for both the man's whānau and wider club family. Our reporter Adam Burns has more.
33-year-old Corey Heather was in action for Beachlands Marae Tai in their game against Patu Mahoe at Te Puru Park when he suffered a head knock. He died the next day in hospital surrounded by friends and family. The chief executive of the Rugby Foundation, Lisa Tengi Bon, says its immediate focus is looking after those affected.
It's a tragic event and we really just our clear role, and it's a day-by-day process, but we're just solely focused on the family. Both clubs, match officials and the rugby family at large, really just demonstrating that rugby takes care of its own.
The foundation is a charity that does safety research and campaigning and says it has helped 117 badly injured players. The circumstances of Corey Heather's fatal injury is not yet known, but it was reportedly caused by an accidental knee to the head. Ms. Kingy Bond says it's too soon to be calling for any changes to the game.
The instant focus is on is the family and the players, but in due course, you know, a proper investigation will occur, and it's way too early to even start, you know, assuming this or guessing that or what. It's a process, it's a very clear process to try and ascertain what happened, and if, you know, we know there's no foul play.
Before this latest fatality, a dozen New Zealand rugby players had died on the field, the majority linked to heart attacks. The last to die from a head injury was Wellington Colts player Daniel Baldwin in 2017. Ms. Kingy Bond says as terrible as the tragedy is, severe head-related injuries on the rugby field remain rare.
There are 147,000 odd registered rugby players in New Zealand. Our first injured player is on record from 1966. We have 117 who we call our VIPs, our very injured players that we still work with now. A dozen or so deaths on record since 1966. There's risk in everything in life.
The foundation says only one traumatic brain injury reported to ACC had been linked to rugby over the past 5 years. Ms. Kingy Bond is defending rugby as a code when it comes to player welfare.
Rugby, it gets a bad rap because it's rugby. But at the end of the day, as a code, we do a lot. We do more than most in terms of A, keeping our players safe, constantly being proactive in terms of searching for, you know, good solutions.
Both New Zealand Rugby and the county's Manukau Rugby Union say they are working with the foundation to offer support to both the club and the man's family. A Give a Little page had raised nearly $80,000 for Corey Heather's partner and three children as of last night.